Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We have our two guests in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us all about White Forces.
So, White Forces is a new little charity. Well, we've been going just over a year now. Basically, we've set up to try and help some military personnel and their families living on the Isle of Wight that are either still serving or have recently left military service.
Fabulous.
So, basically, we realised that there was a gap in the market because there's a lot out there for older veterans that have already retired that happens during the week. But there wasn't an awful lot at weekends and evenings for serving veterans or people that have gone on to second careers, so they might be working during the week.
Indeed.
So we wanted to do something that would help support them. So we started off with just a coffee morning, and then we realised how big the gap in the market was. We also want to help military children, so we're looking to identify any military children that are living on the island. And that is basically how we got started. It started off as a simple coffee morning, and it's just grown.
What a fabulous idea. Now, you're here together with Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, what's your involvement with White Forces?
Well, me and Mandy, we're co-founders of this charity, and exactly what Mandy said, you know, we both support serving personnel, veterans, families and their children, you know, to provide support for those on the island.
That's great. Now, on your website, you've got an awful lot of things on there about things that you've done so far and things that you're doing. Did you want to tell us about the support? About the supporting things that you'd like to do with people who are in the forces?
So we've got a lot of stuff coming up events wise that will basically help us to raise awareness of what we're doing, but also hopefully identify people that need our support. Is that the kind of thing you wanted to
talk
about?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So we're at Chael Show this weekend, both days. Please come and say hello to us.
Come and support us.
Absolutely.
So after that, on the 15th of August, we've got our coffee morning.
Then on the 18th of August, we're taken to the skies. There's about three or four people that are doing a skydive for us, so we'll be down at Sandown Airport.
I'm one of them, so, you know, come along and support us.
That sounds fabulous. And you're doing, what sort of thing are you doing on that day?
Well, I'll be doing a skydive.
Wow.
For
She's being thrown out the plane.
I didn't get a choice.
So, having said that, I've done it once before for a children's hospice a lot of years ago, and do you know, it was quite fun.
Yeah, I've done it, so I said it's her turn this time.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes, but hopefully we'll have a lot of supporters, you know, to help us.
That's great. Now, looking at the support you can offer to people in the forces, there are an awful lot of things that you can do, aren't there? I mean, it says here about service leaver support.
Yeah, so if people are leaving the forces, one of the things that we can help them with is CV writing, interview skills and techniques, anything like that, how to sell themselves, how to sell their transferable skills. We've recently helped somebody who was trying to leave the army. He got a job on the island so that he could be close to his family. He needed a certain qualification to get to take this job forward. The army would have supported him to do it, but they couldn't do the training for him until September, by which time the company couldn't hold the job that long.
Oh.
So basically, we funded the course for him to be able to do it, and literally within the next 2 weeks, he'll be home with his family.
How fabulous is that? I bet there's something you're really proud of.
Really, really proud of
it.
Yeah.
Now, looking at supporting Dandelion children, now these are children of serving military personnel, and you're wanting to unite them and have an annual party, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, it is all about the families. I know we look after like the injured and the veterans and, you know, the serving personnel, but it is also about their families, their spouses, their partners and the children, because they do get missed out and they need the support too.
And also, if they're with children who are in similar situations to them, these children understand what it's like to be moved around quite a bit, don't they?
Absolutely. And they can move quite a few times within, you know, their parents' military career.
Indeed.
And I think what we're seeing at the moment is that a lot of children, well, the children always used to go, the spouses went with the families, with the serving personnel. Whereas nowadays, some of the families are choosing to have a more stable home for the children where they're not moved so often, but then they lack that support of being living in amongst a military community.
Absolutely.
And that's why we want to try and find out where these military children are, so that we can get them together at least once or twice a year and say, look, there are other kids out there like you. You've got contacts for them now. You can stay in touch if you want to, but the peer support is there for them.
That's great.
But also, they're not on their own.
No, absolutely. I mean, back in my day, a lot of children went to the boarding schools.
Mm.
So it was like a built-in support network there, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Nowadays, things are very different, aren't they?
Yes, they are very different.
Mm. So your coffee mornings, now this, you said, started off with a coffee morning.
Yep. It was literally a case of, we realised that, as I said, there's things going on during the week for people, but there were so many people that were still at work and they didn't have anything to go to, that we invited them along on a Saturday morning, basically to just come and have a free cup of tea or coffee, some homemade cakes and a bit of banter.
Absolutely, that sounds fabulous.
They have gone from strength to strength, these coffee mornings. We try and rotate them around the island, so we do one in Newport, we do one in Ryde, and we do one in Sandown, because that's where the majority of the military community are.
Yes, so can you tell us when your next one is?
So the next one is Saturday the 15th of August, and that will be held in Albany Lodge in Lugley Street in Newport.
Fabulous.
And that will be from 10 o'clock till 12.
That's great. So if people wanted to find out more about your organisation, where should they go first?
Our website is probably the first port of call. That's www.whiteforces.com, or they can email us at info@whiteforces.com and we will get straight back to them.
And you also have a page on social media, don't you?
Yes, we've got Facebook pages, a Facebook page and an Instagram page, and they're just White Forces.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much for popping in to talk to us today. And you're very welcome to pop in whenever you want to tell us about anything.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Now we'll go into the break with Pastime Paradise, Stevie Wonder.